So the Respect for Marriage Act recently passed the U.S. House and Senate. The president signed it into law. Explain to me why this is important.
Well, I think it's, you know, you can't understate, you know, the historic moment this is for the LGBTQ community. You know, just in my lifetime, we got, you know, marriage equality in, you know, 2013 with the Supreme Court ruling. But, you know, I think that not only is this a historic moment, but it's shown how far this country has gone. And that is not just for, you know, folks who live on the East Coast or the West Coast, but right here in the heartland, you know, both Democrats and Republicans. You know, you had our senior senator, Roy Blunt, vote in favor of this, as well as you had a coalition of Republican state representatives also pen a letter to, you know, move this. This is no longer, I think, a Democratic or Republican issue. It's just a people's issue. You can see with the bipartisan support. And I think that shows, you know, just a pulse of where this country is because, you know, not that long ago in this very state, there was a ballot initiative that, you know, changed the Constitution of making sure that marriage was between one man and one woman. And now today we are, you know, signing into law the Respect for Marriage Act.
It's also worth mentioning because you had brought it up. So interracial marriage and gay marriage had been around, obviously, in one case for several decades and in the other for about a decade. But now that it's officially signed into law, this officially codifies it. So now that this is federal law, all marriages are under U.S. law equal, which I think is important.
Yeah. I think that, you know, it's long overdue. You know, this is. You know, I think this is an issue that we all agree on, but, you know, sometimes, you know, governments are big, big cruise liners, and it takes a long time to move them a certain way. So I think, you know, this shows not only our country, our state, and our communities changing, especially on this opinion, but that, you know, this is all something we can agree on is, you know, same-sex marriages having the same as heterosexual as well as interracial marriages.
We're talking with Justice Horn, Vice Chair of the Kansas City LGBTQ Coalition here on Show Me Today to talk about the passage of the Respect for Marriage Act now that it's officially signed into law. And what does this mean for the overall hope and desire for broader social change with the passage of this law, you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's we're going to continue to move forward because it has now allowed us to be seen as equals. You know, I think this is, yes, a historic moment, but wedding days are one day out of 365 days out of one person's long, long life. So I hope that we start to talk about, you know, LGBTQ protections at the local and state level, as well as, you know, the federal level with the passage of the Equality Act or, you know, here in this state. It always gets filed, but MONA, the Missouri Non-Discrimination Act. So I hope that, you know, as folks continue to change and move forward and open up their minds, that we can start also saying, all right, our marriages are equal. I also feel that you shouldn't be discriminated like me and you at your work of employment or you go to a house or, you know, places of businesses. So, you know, this is, you know, it's not being pro-LGBTQ, it's being pro-equality. And that's all we want.
And I've sort of made a valiant attempt at trying to take a magnifying glass at this piece of legislation to try and make more sense of it. And it appears that states that don't permit gay marriage, which I'm not sure if there's even any left, to be honest, will be forced, if nothing else, to be recognize marriages performed in other states, which I think is important about this.
And would directly impact Missouri. You know, the state does not, you know, view that. And, you know, as they before in 2014 went through a state amendment to change Amendment 2 to specifically line out that marriage is between one man and one woman in the state of Missouri. So, you know, I think, you know, I hope that the legislature, you know, views this issue and plans to move on this because, like you said, there aren't a lot of states who don't recognize this anymore.
So a follow-up to that would be, would you say that, in your opinion, personally and professionally, would you say that the majority of Missourians favor interracial and gay marriage?
Yes, without a doubt. I think it's an issue that is, you know, there's been more understanding to the issue, and a lot of folks even know people who this impacts. And, you know, this isn't an issue that's so far from us. You know, we have folks who, you know, are in our family, who live in our neighborhood, who we work with, who these policies and these rights impact. So I think, you know, in just a short time, yes, I think people have changed, and I think Missouri is a state that wants to allow everyone to love who they love.
So let's kind of go into the weeds of this a little bit here. What's your response to residents and Missourians who aren't in favor of this? How can we kind of try and strike a balance between all of this that's basically been going on?
You know, I get, and this comes down to even, you know, folks who are pro-life and, you know, who view marriage between one man and one woman, and it is usually, you know, because it is religious-based. You know, I grew up Mormon here in Independence throughout my life, so, you know, I'm a very devout Christian myself, but I think that if we want people to continue to live full lives and holy lives, that the institution of marriage is a way we can do that. You know, there are a lot of folks who, you know, want there to be more family support, the nuclear family, and that model across Missouri. And, you know, what are we doing trying to filter that through and not allow that for everyone? So I think if you're pro-family, you know, pro-nuclear family and having folks who have a stable life and have, you know, children that have a well-supported system, you should be a fan of everyone being able to have a marriage and be dedicated to one person and love one person and, you know, be afforded that right. I think it's one of those, you know, you have to change as times change. You know, one of, I would say, the strictest religions out there, my religion being Mormon, you know, you had the Church of Latter-day Saints come out, not us, local branch, but out of Utah, our headquarters, speak in favor of this bill, because it not only, you know, allows more folks and individuals to get married, but it also has religious exemptions. So this bill will not change a lot of things and also protect our religious entities that are usually the basis of why people do not like other same-sex marriage or interracial couples getting married. So religion will be protected, as well as, you know, folks will be afforded the right to get married and have civil unions like everyone else. And I think that's something we should all be in favor of.
And if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Justice Horn, Vice Chair of the Kansas City LGBTQ Coalition, here on Show Me Today to talk about the passage of the Respect for Marriage Act. And we were sort of discussing this in your recent response. I think it's worth kind of highlighting and discussing here. What is the difference in this case? Because we've seen this between a majority of the country. What is the difference between, in one particular case, religious freedom, and in the other particular case, equal rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution? What's sort of the difference between these two? Because that's sort of what we've seen brought up by both sides recently.
I'll start first with equality. It will allow for, you know, folks to have civil unions, as well as states where it's not recognized, for, you know, the federal government as well as the states to recognize that that is a civil union in another state. When you talk about religious freedoms, you know, it really doesn't change a lot. What it does do is, you know, the idea of how churches operate was kind of not a strong issue, and it wasn't directly reflected into the law. So with this passage of this act, it is now directly reflected in the law. And, you know, you could talk to and look at the remarks of U.S. Senator Susan Collins, to even Mitt Romney out of Utah, who speaks on how this does also protect and even strengthens our religious institutions and how they operate. So this is, and that is through an amendment that was added. So there is nothing that's really going to change. If anything, it more strengthens and aligns and directly points to how religious institutions can operate.
Now, I'm going to ask this question. I already know the answer of this question. I feel it is important to ask this question and to discuss this as well. And that is, do you feel the LGBTQ community has been unfairly treated, all in the name of simply wanting equal rights?
Yes, I think so, without a doubt, and especially in this region, I think without a doubt. You look at just basic equality for you know, the right to get married or the right to not be fired by your boss who may find out that you're gay or, you know, be turned away from to be able to rent because your landlord may not like you. It is constantly continuing to walk on eggshells and not feel that you are afforded the same rights as anyone else. So I think, yes, without a doubt, and especially here in this region, it's usually fueled because of folks, you know, religious upbringing, and, you know, I get that. But, you know, it all is also on us for us to love one another and, you know, to love our neighbor as well.
So moving forward, what happens now? What can we try and do as Americans to try and mend fences with both sides so we can try and find some sort of an equal ground?
Yeah, so I think, you know, moving forward, you know, this is now stating that we're all equal, that we're all able to get married, we're able to love who we love. But again, going back to what I previously said, you know, your wedding day is one day out of 365 days, 1 year, out of, you know, one person's full life. You know, there are a lot of issues that impact, you know, the LGBT community from, you know, housing discrimination, job discrimination, business discrimination. And, you know, I think, you know, with major legislation like the Equality Act that would, you know, put in and add gender identity as well as sexual orientation to our discrimination law would, you know, also ensure that folks are not only protected when they are, you know, choosing to get married one day all the way to, you know, the rest of their full lives. So that is something that should happen on the federal level. But even, you know, I think we don't need to wait for the federal government to move on issues. You know, it is now the 24th year that either a state representative or state senator has introduced the Missouri Non-Discrimination Act. So, you know, if Missouri really wants to move on this issue, you know, we could pass a law here in the state to show that we see everyone equally and that we want that to be a part of Missouri's identity.
Justice Horn, Vice Chair of the Kansas City LGBTQ Coalition, joining Show Me Today to talk about the Respect for Marriage Act's passage. And this is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.